Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Hello.
Phil.
Who is everybody? Who's here?
Dave.
Dave.
Roy.
Who else?
Hello.
Roy.
Roy.
Heather.
Heather.
Ariel.
Ariel. Okay. So I guess the next Thrive Big Money earners are the four people on this call because you showed up. So I will take questions and answer any of your concerns, but there's a lot that I want to share because I have a single intention right now, and it's to get you guys to make money with this. But in leading up to that, I just have some thoughts I want to get out there, but I did send you guys an email just a few minutes ago, and I want to start and finish with the message that was in that email because that's exactly what this is. Today, we're talking to promoters about making money. There's no shame in that. And ultimately, while you know you love the product, it's a business, and we should be making money. And when I say making money, you decide if $250 a month is enough, or $1,000 a month, or $5,000 a month. But I'm being sincere when I tell you there's very, very little limitation on what you can earn. Everybody on this call has had at least a start and a stop, but I don't think anyone here would consider themselves at this point a big earner, and I want to turn that around. So I'm setting up a Zoom call for Wednesday afternoon, and this is, let's call this proof of concept. If you're willing, I know you're able, so it's a matter of are you willing. If you're willing to get two or three people to be on that call, I will close them. But they got to be on the call, and they have to know something about the product, and they can't be oversold, and they have to have a customer account. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, once that works, here's the beauty of it. Yes, you got two or three new customers. Yay. But now you see a system. And if every time I do a Zoom call, you get people on it, and they join, then really it becomes simple to make money. So when I'm talking about hitting 12K in 90 days, I mean it. I did the math. So get me two or three people a week, and I'll work with you, and we'll get there. This shouldn't feel like pressure. I want to take the pressure out. I want to make it simple. Anyone have any thoughts about that before I go on? Okay, so the essence of building a business, this is a four-word formula that I connected with 35 years ago, and it has never failed me. Touch, compel, capture, thrill. Give me any business of any size, and if I could get that business to touch people, compel people, capture them, and thrill them, that business will thrive and prosper. That's the formula that works for every single business. And I think this may make you cringe, but I'm okay with it if it does. From this moment forward, you should think of Thrive not as a supplement that you sell, but as a business. And as with any business, the goal is profit. And sometimes people, especially altruistic health practitioners and trainers, get offended. They go, no, no, I want to help you. Of course you want to help people. That's why you're doing what you do. You wouldn't choose to sell anything unless it helped people. But the goal of starting a business ultimately is for you to make money. So let's do what we set out to do. Sound good?
Yeah.
So the only way
yes.
to create a profit is to provide something that people want to the people who want it. Look at any successful business. That's why they're successful. They come up with something that people want, and they get it into the hands of people who want it. And that's why they make money. So whether you see this as a business that can set you free for the rest of your life, or you just see it as a profit center within your existing business, either way, it's an entity that should show a profit. And you're in charge of how much profit it generates. I've had three experiences with direct marketing or multi-level marketing companies. And I would say the first two, they prepared me for this one. I'm glad I went through them because they allowed me to see how amazing this Thrive opportunity is. Now, I think everybody on this call knows me, so you don't hear me doing this, like, amazing new opportunity. It's not my language. It's not my style. This really is an amazing opportunity, and I'm capitalizing on it. And because many of you have come into my seminars, consulting projects, I want you to capitalize on it too, because I can show you how, and I can help you. The first one I connected with was Beyond Organic. Now, this is after years of being solicited by thousands of people. Phil, you got to get this product, you got to get that product. The first one I ever really connected with was Beyond Organic. My trusted friend, Jordan Rubin, went to extremes to create a grass-fed farm in Missouri, 19,000 acres, where he worked his butt off, and he was a millionaire many times over. He didn't need to do this. He put on boots and walked through shit and produced healthful and natural dairy and beef products, and it was amazing. But he couldn't sell them in the stores. Because, believe it or not, it's much cheaper to raise cows in a tiny little pen and feed them pellets than to actually operate a working farm where the cows have to graze and treat them humanely. So his costs were so high, there's no way he could have sold it through conventional retail. And even if he did, the unnavigable challenge that he had was even though his products were grass-fed, grass-finished, meaning the cows never ate pellets, they only ate grass. The FDA laws allow livestock products to be labeled as grass-fed, even if the cows spend the majority of their adult lives eating GMO pellets. So that was the first one I got connected with because I trust Jordan. I believed in him. It was a social cause. It was a health cause. And it was a source for doctors and trainers who I was working with to direct their clients and patients to a place where they were assured of the quality of the product. Over time, it just wasn't sustainable. It wasn't practical. Everyone loved the company. Everyone loved Jordan, and everyone loved the products. But nobody wanted to order beef on auto ship showing up in a freezer. And he did have an amazing product called Amasi, which was extraordinary. But the shipping, and it came in this styrofoam cooler, and it was all frozen in dry ice. And it just didn't seem practical to build something that way. Now, Jordan did sell that to a company called Longevity, and he went on to his bone broth product. But still, I marvel at what he did, and I have no regret about being a part of that. And by the way, I earned well over $20,000 in the time that I was connected with it. So it was a good experience, but not sustainable, and certainly not something I could make $1 million with. The second one, some of you know, was Isagenics. And long story short, I signed up reluctantly for two reasons. One, my friend Kelly was making me crazy with her obsession. You got to try Isagenics. You got to try. And I finally caved. Literally, that's what it was. I said, all right, I give. I said, if it'll help you, I'll do it. And I did. I helped her. Her network grew through me. My Be Better trainers got on board. The trainers read my articles got on board. I said there were two reasons. That was one, but I wouldn't have done it if it weren't for the second reason. The second reason was, I used to manufacture products, and my source was grass-fed whey protein sourced in the United States, and there came a time I couldn't get it anymore. Everybody was getting their grass-fed protein from New Zealand, and it was ridiculously expensive, and I just couldn't afford it. I couldn't buy the volume. Isagenics used that grass-fed protein. So for me, I rationalized. I said, well, okay, I'll sell Isagenics, it'll help Kelly, but I'm really only going to sell the protein and the meal replacements because I don't fully buy into the systems. I don't like their language. I made some money with that one. And I would say touch, compel, capture, thrill. The thrill part of it, it just wasn't a guarantee. I mean, people would order kits, even though I said, no, just get the protein. They'd go in their store, and they'd order kits, and they'd get them on auto ship, and the compliance was complicated because you had to take certain capsules in the morning and certain ones at lunch. And I regularly would get calls from customers who had shelves filled with the cleanse formulas, the shakes, the capsules. So ultimately, I just lost my willingness to promote it, not because it was unethical and not because it was bad. I just didn't have the belief that I'd like to really promote something. So if people would ask me about Isagenics, I say today what I always said, I love their protein, period. Honestly, like that's it. So again, I made money, but I didn't feel that for me it was sustainable. But I'm sharing this because I don't want you guys to think I'm a direct marketing junkie. Those were my only two experiences with multi-level marketing. And while none of them were blow up, make $1 million, they weren't negative. But they prepared me. They taught me some things. And then Jenny told me about Thrive, and the rest is history. So she won me over. The product won me over. The formulators won me over. I mean, I call this a genius product, and I still do to this day. I don't want to talk about the science on this call, but you know I can talk about it at length. The touch part is easy because I already talk to people about their health and appearance every day, as you guys do. So that's not an issue. Touch, compel, capture, thrill. I'm already touching people. You are too. The compel part is easy. Here's a big if. If you understand that people will buy emotionally, and you're going to lose them if you get them into linear thought. If you start talking about pricing, if you start talking about ingredients, if they go, what's in the patch, what's in the capsule, they won't get it. The compel part is easy if you understand that people will buy emotionally, and they trust you. So you just got to go, I love this product, you're going to love it too. I know that's hard to believe. You feel like you want to influence them, giving them, I'll give them that information because I've learned to do it in a way that comes with emotion. But all you got to do is just compel them to go, wow, I want this thing. The capture part is simple because the product is affordable. There's nothing else like it. It replaces so much of what people are already spending. You know, they're buying probiotics and garbage probiotics, and they have some enzyme formula that's just papain and bromelain, and they're taking antioxidants, and you know, they're already spending money. They don't need to spend that anymore. They just need to replace it and get all of these great compounds in one amazing system. So the capture part, I believe, is simple, and the auto ship offer is beneficial and non-threatening. I love this because it wasn't the case with Isagenix, and nobody wanted to order Beyond Organic Foods on AutoShip. But with this one, first of all, compliance, I mean, people use a 30-day kit in 30 days. They use a 4-week supply in 4 weeks because every morning, capsule, shake, and patch, that's it. So they're looking forward to their AutoShip. We had some shipping issues, and I know people were like freaking out because they didn't get their AutoShip in time. So that wasn't the case with these other companies I worked with. But the auto ship gives them a better price. So you say it would be $190, but if you do it on auto ship, it's $150. And you can cancel the auto ship tomorrow. So it is such an easy lay down. But you got to come from a place of belief. I shared with you guys an excerpt from a letter from the FTC website. And I'll talk about that in a minute. There's one more thing I just want to share. We're not talking today about recruiting promoters, but all of you guys came on as promoters. So my experience is when I talk to promoters, when somebody expresses interest in wanting to be a promoter, they very often share a long list of companies that they were part of. They go, oh, yeah, I'll try this. Yeah, I did Melaleuca and Mary Kay and Longevity and New Skin and Amway and Herbalife and Shaklee and USANA and Jeunesse and Young Living, and they just keep going. But what I find interesting is if they were making money in any of those, they wouldn't be looking for another. So understand this. If you've been a part of any other and you didn't make money with that, then even though Thrive is a great product, if you do the same thing you did with those, you won't make any money. So somewhere you got to do something different. Now, the FTC article I sent you because the knee-jerk response from people sometimes is, it's a pyramid scheme. It's not a pyramid scheme. There are pyramid schemes. There are many, and lots of people have gone to jail for them. There are Ponzi schemes. There are billion-dollar Ponzi schemes. But the FTC, who is the governing agency who shuts companies down, is really clear about what constitutes a legitimate multi-level marketing company versus a pyramid scheme. Your income is based mainly on the number of people you recruit would be a pyramid scheme. Here, it's about customers. If you're required to buy lots of inventory, it's a pyramid scheme. Here, you don't have to buy anything ever. And when you become a promoter and start to get customers, you get your product for free. So this is such a legitimate business model. And by the way, I have my attorney look at it. I have my accountant look at it. Like, I don't like to put myself in any gray area. So this is the real deal. So if people do have apprehension, you got to shut that down quickly. This is not a pyramid scheme.
All right, so touch, compel, capture, thrill. I'm not going to talk today about the touch part because, as I said, you guys are doing that already. You have clients, you have contacts, you have prospects. These are all people that you're in touch with anyway. So you just have to introduce Thrive. And if you did in the past and they didn't act, do it again. Just do it a little differently. The thrill part I'm not going to talk about because that will take care of itself. Although there are three things I would recommend that you do. One, when you get a new customer, guide them through their first few days of use. Don't just send them a text. Like, call them. See how they feel on their first day. Most people go, yeah, I feel good. Some people go, I feel a little jittery. But just the fact that you're connected to them, you have your finger on the pulse, so you can make a little adjustment. You know, the patch is itching. You want to know that right away because if you don't address it, they will not buy the product again. So guide them through their first few days of use, and then they become comfortable. I would say check in at the two-week mark. And at that point, you can ask them how they're doing with it, how they like it. Sometimes they go, oh, I feel amazing. Oh, my mental clarity is crazy. Other times they go, I don't really feel anything yet. And you go, okay, stay with it. You know, it can take up to 8 weeks for you to change your gut biome. But as long as you're in touch with them, you're reinforcing the fact that they made a good decision. And then I would say at that two-week mark, it's a good time to mention if you refer to people, you get your product for free. Don't say it at the beginning. I know a lot of people do. Just don't, because then they want to get it for free and they don't want to buy it. So at the two-week mark, that's a good time to say it. And hopefully what you get are two good new touch points, right? And then the third thing is check in at the 45-day mark and just coach them forward, because now they've received an auto ship, and if they're loving it, they're going to stay on it. So we're not going to talk about touch. We're not going to talk anymore about thrill. So that leaves compelling capture. Here's the really simple plan. I'm going to do a Zoom call at 2 o'clock p.m. next Wednesday. I'll capture them. That's it. But you have to handle compel. I can't do that part for you. So touch, take care of itself. Compel is up to you, capture is on me, and thrill will take care of itself if you do the three things I suggested.
Okay.
So you got to handle compel. And how do you handle compel? This is really important. And you know, if you're going to go, oh, I've sold so many things in the past. If you didn't make money with them, here's what you missed, I promise. You have to start with need. You absolutely have to start with need. Somebody has to tell you that they're tired or lethargic or overweight or sluggish or battling chronic conditions. It doesn't have to be severe, but they at least have to express, oh, man, I don't have the energy I had before COVID. That's enough. You just need to be able to present this as a solution. Nobody wants capsules, a shake, and a patch, but they all want a solution to their pain. So you can't present the product until they express a need. And these are people that you know you're touching anyway. Sometimes you go, hey, how you doing? Good. Yeah, you feeling all right? No, I'm feeling really tired. Yeah, tell me about it. You're in a conversation. And then what you do is you just slide up your sleeve and show them your patch or say, I got something for you. But it's got to be presented as a solution. If you're running around shoving samples at people, it's going to backfire. I have enough experience now, 3 years, to know what works. Somebody has to tell you they have a pain. Now, I don't want you to think about only sick people or tired people. If they're super fit people, then they have to tell you that they're lacking something, that they don't have enough energy, they want to get more ripped, they don't have the workout intensity, they don't have the mental clarity, the focus, the gut health. Thrive handles all of that. So here's what I believe. This product is for everyone. I believe that. I didn't believe it at the beginning. I believe it now. There are people who are so, they have such a strong wall up that I'm not going to even try to penetrate the wall right now. But my belief is they too would benefit from Thrive. Anyone, I'll qualify it by saying it's for anyone seeking health and betterment. And it's for everyone who's on any of my programs. And you've heard me talk about it tactfully, but encouragingly, I'm a believer. It aligns perfectly. So know that when you touch, You're talking to someone who will find benefit from Thrive if you believe as I do. But if you make it about the product out of the gate, you will lose them for certain. If you make it about the product before you get the need, you will lose them. And they won't always say no. They'll go, oh, yeah, I'll take them. I'll try it. Yeah, but they won't. If you give them samples and fail to connect on the need, they'll never use them. So you have to either create or expose a hunger. They have to want it. And remember I said earlier, that's what a business does. It gets people what they want. So the person has to want it. If you go, hey, you want to try a supplement? Nobody wants a supplement. They want a solution to their pain. So the easiest way to compel people is they tell you their pain and you go, oh, my God, you got to use Thrive. I'm using it. I want you to use it with me. I love it and you will too. Well, what do you mean? What does it do for you? Oh, my energy is through the roof. I mean, night and day. I can't believe the difference it made. We got to get you to try it. Now, at that point, you have a short conversation, but don't go linear. Don't go into ingredients. Don't make it about three different products. Don't tell them what's in the capsules, what's in the shake, what's in the patch. Don't try to get them to figure out if they should only use two out of the three. Just make it about the benefit of this amazing product that's changed your life. And then they want to know more. Here's your chance. You go, listen, here's a great opportunity. My mentor, the person who taught me about this, whatever you refer to me as, some asshole, whatever you refer to me as, is doing a Zoom call on Wednesday, and he'll share everything about the ingredients and the science. You know, before you actually commit, I want you to be on that call because I want you to know that this is a really good decision for you. So can you be on that call? And they go, yes, I'll be on that call. And then you should have a link, and you sign them up, or you ask them to sign up. That's it. Really, that's it. Just do that. If you can be on the call, all the better. But I only want you there if you have people there. Because I don't want it to feel like it's a promoter call. I want it to feel like it's customers. I've done enough of those. The customers ask certain questions. They have certain apprehensions. You know, I talk about all the things that people object to. I talk about whey and sucralose and soy. And I help people understand why this is a good investment. So if you have people there, then yeah, you should be there. But I want everybody here to have people there. So that's all I'm asking. Get two or three people to join a Zoom call next Wednesday. Here's the big plan. Get your eyes on 12K. Now, 12K is not a millionaire. 12K means you're doing $12,000 in volume through your entire network. But when you hit 12K, you can get your car payment paid for you, and you make about $1,000 a month, about. So it's an extra $12,000 a year plus an $800 car payment paid every month. So that's at least a point where you go, huh, there's something here. And then you shoot for 40K, and then everything takes on a whole different level. But right now, just get your eyes on 12K. You can't get to 12K if you aren't getting customers. So this structure will get you customers. And once we do it once or twice, like once you get a few people on the call and they actually sign up, then you'll get the formula. You go, oh, this is easy. I just got to get people on the call. We don't need three-way calls at inconvenient times. You know how many of those I did? Can you be on a call at 5:15 in the morning? Oh, you really need me to? Yeah, it's the only time she can do it. We don't need to do that. Just get them on my Zoom call. Now, by the way, if they're ready to buy the product, sell them the product. But if you can just get them compelled, I promise you get them on the call, and I'll take it from there. Two or three people every week will build your network quickly. And once you have money coming in from thrilled customers and you start to experience what I am, that people love it and nobody complains, you become more of a believer. And then it becomes just organic. And then you get just a couple of promoters. You don't need a whole bunch. A couple of promoters, and you teach them to do exactly this, and then they hit 12K, and then you get to 40K. So one mission, get interested people on Wednesday's call. Thoughts, comments, questions about anything?
So So
I'd love to hear something. Like if you go, hey, Phil, heard this before. It's not going to work. I'd like to hear that. Or if you go, yeah, you made it really simple. Just give me some feedback so I'm not in limbo.
When you, Phil, it's Dave, everything that you were talking about, you know, I made those mistakes with people as far as I was either over-enthusiastic or I went into all about the science and, you know, and what this is and pretty much lost them on that.
Dave, that's beautiful. And here's why. Because now you know that you didn't fail, you just didn't have the approach right.
Yeah.
Everything I'm saying comes from experience. I've watched it. I've watched new promoters like learn about the science and tell people all about the names of the probiotics, and nobody buys it for that. Nobody. Honestly, nobody. So I've learned to deliver the science in a way that's lighthearted and also emotionally compelling. So that's why I'm saying I've kind of mastered that part of it. So you just enough enthusiasm to get them interested. If you do want to get them a sample, you can give them a one-day sample. You don't have to give them three. And they should use it before the Zoom call if they can, so they actually have some reference, and they're ready to buy the product. The one other thing that's vitally important is when somebody says they're going to be on the call and they register, you've got to set them up with a free Thrive account. And it's very easy. You just create a customer. They don't buy any product. You just enter their information. You give them a username and password. And the reason for that is on the call, I actually have people go in and place the order. So if they don't have a customer account, they can't do that. So make sure that you get them a customer account and you email them their access and say, hey, just make sure that you can get in there. Also, I will sometimes, depending on how many credits I have, incentivize people where I go, the first four people who commit right now will get $25 credit. And they go, me. And they order right there on the call. I transfer $25 into their account. So I don't know how to make it any simpler. I love what Dave just said. Like if you know that you were swinging the bat wrong and that's why you weren't hitting home runs, now you just swing the bat differently. Anyone else other than Dave? Ariel, Heather, any thoughts?
Just thanks for making
yeah,
this so easy.
You're welcome.
Hey, Phil.
Heather, you got a journal, 12K. Just put in your journal, 12K, 90 days.
You got it. I will.
Yeah, Roy.
No, I mean, you know, I've been with you since you started with Thrive. And I had people on it, and I had no problem at first, and then they were on for a little bit, and then they fell off, and then getting them back into it was the issue. But I think if I try it this way, it might work. I think
if you try it this way, it will work. And I'm telling you, Roy, what you missed. Remember I said to thrill them, there are three things. One, walk them through the first days, get feedback. Two, contact them in 2 weeks and see how they're doing, because they don't just not order it. Like somewhere between the time they tried it and the time they didn't order it, they got discouraged. So the idea is keep a pulse on it. Like talk to them after 2 weeks, go, how you doing? They go, oh, my stomach hurts. You go, okay, well, let's figure that out. And by the way, I'll happily get involved. When you run into those cases, you could always bring me in, either through email or through a three-way call. In those cases, we have a customer, we're saving a customer, I'm happy to do that. So, yeah, Roy, just approach this with a belief that it's going to work rather than it might, and it will. Like, it's working for me, and I'm not doing anything different than I told you guys.
Okay. I got you.
Okay, good. So just two or three people on that call. By the way, if you want to get four, that's okay, too.
No, I mean, it's just it's frustrating because you get people on it, and then, you know, out of the blue, they just, like, sign themselves off it, and then, you know, you give them, you ask them why, and they're like, I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is it's not out of the blue. You learned it out of the blue, but somewhere before that, they made a decision.
Right.
And can I just share a story about that?
Yeah.
I've had, my mom is one person, but I've had a handful of customers that either they turn their auto ship off because they have extra products, like they just forgot to take it or something, and they go a couple weeks without it, and they start again, and they're like, why did I ever stop this? I feel so good. So that's happened a lot.
Yeah, and there's one other thing I'll mention. I emphasized this on the Zoom call. Some people, and I don't know if you guys were these people or if you know people who were, but Tony Aviles, Nathan Nowak, there are some people that the first day they noticed something. Like as soon as they took it, they were like, my life just changed. My workouts are insane. My intensity is amazing. My mental clarity, I'm getting so much more done. Some people have that experience. But it's less than 5%. So be careful that you don't tell people that they'll feel something. Some people do, and that's great. But don't tell people, hey, try the sample and you're going to feel great. Because some people don't. And the reason they don't is not because the product's bad, but we're going to improve their gut health. We're putting anti-inflammatories in. And those processes take time. So I don't know what makes some people day one thrivers, but it's a small percentage. So I've seen a lot of promoters go, oh, try it. You're going to feel great. You're going to love it. And the person goes, I don't feel anything. So just you got to give it 8 weeks. So, Roy, that too. It's like if people are just dropping off after 1 month, they didn't understand going in.
Yeah. Some dropped off after a month, some dropped off after like 2 months, but yeah, I get it.
And also, if you get them on the Zoom call, I promise you, I'll set them up right. Like, they'll understand what they're getting into.
Okay.
Good. Anyone else? Anything else?
Thank you.
Heather, did you just text me? Oh, no, that's old. My thumb somehow just brought up your text. It said you won't be on the call today, but that must have been an old text.
Oh, wow.
You're on the call, right?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. I think I just went back in time for a moment, but I'm back. All right. Anyone else? Questions at all? Are you guys seeing the potential here? Are you going to do this? Are you going to get two or three people?
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. So from all the yeses I just heard, that's at least 15 people. So I'm looking forward to this call. It's going to be awesome. All right, guys, email me, the group that I sent the invitation to. Let's stay connected. But there's no reason to wait on this. I mean, if there's somebody that you can think of today, tomorrow, just say, hey, listen, I just spoke to Phil Kaplan. He's doing a Zoom call. I know you expressed interest in Thrive a while back and you never did it. You got to be on this call. Or whatever clients you train tonight. Just go, I remember I spoke to you about Thrive. We didn't really connect on it, but let me try something now. And just see those opportunities because they're in front of you. As I said, the touch part is there. You just have to notice it. All right. I'm looking forward to Wednesday's call. I'm looking forward to all you guys hitting 12K and beyond. Until we speak again, be better, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.